All right, here we go. This is the Marysville Board of Education special meeting of Tuesday, May 15th, 2012. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Mabee.
Here.
Mrs. Greer.
Here.
Mrs. Devine.
Here.
Mr. Lassiter.
Here.
Mrs. Powers.
Here.
Okay, we are all here. Next up is discussion of finances, staffing, and any other necessary business.
We're going to start with...
Is she planning to be here?
She's out there. She's awesome.
She'll be here.
She's here. And then
she's just not in here.
That's Diane.
There you go.
Yeah, that is yours. I didn't grab one.
All right, Diane. Okay. I have reworked this again. Worked on items, just double checking all the revenue looks like it's pretty good and pretty accurate as much as we know. There's a couple things that we still need to be very cautious about in revenue. TPPT, hold harmless payments. That's $913,000 that we're looking at. If they go to 2% decrease every year after the, you know, once the new budget comes up, that's not in this forecast. So I've got that in our notes, in the written notes with the chart. The other one is the state budget. Right now we've got it flatlined. So that flatline is, okay, not sure what's going to happen. They just opened up the first casino yesterday. Where's that money going to go? What's it going to do for the schools? Supposed to be going to the schools, but nobody knows for sure what's going to happen to that. The racetrack, those slot machines, that money goes to the lottery. Supposed to. What does that do? I don't know. So that's not in the forecast either. I'm just not going to put it right now. I don't think it's a good idea. I just think... We don't know. We don't know how much it's going to be. There's no way of knowing.
That's all those speculation numbers that came out.
Yeah.
They couldn't have cautioned you more about putting
Yes, exactly. Mike Sobel's not putting in his, and Mike used to be the head of the tax department in that area. So
it was fun to look at, though.
Yeah, it is. It's fun to look at.
Count the money when you get it.
Yeah.
What's that?
Count the money when you get it.
Right.
Exactly. Amy, there is extras up here for on the table here for you. So the revenue I'm pretty confident with. So if you go back to the pages, let's look at personnel services, line 3.010. It's halfway through, and I'll explain what I did there. Thanks, Doug, for jogging my memory.
Oh.
And I'll tell you what happened. There's a couple things here are different. 3.010, it's about halfway through. It says personnel services.
It'd be up in the top left corner. See where the top left corner of the number is up there?
3.010.
So it'd be 3.010.
Or the bottom left, the bottom right corner, it says note 3.01.
Got it?
We have updated the chart for the staff on the buyout and people that have resigned and the replacements as of today, what we've got, who we know that's going to have accepted the positions, and that dollar amount. So those amounts are all in there. So the decreases right now, we've got a $2,358,000 going out. We are bringing back $1.69 million there. So the same changes are there. We've got the 12,000 changes in column movement here or there. We have two staff members and new. We may need four. Not sure yet, so I should put those in there yet. So add two more. We've got another special ed, and because of the extra kindergarten classroom, we'll need to add an all-day kindergarten. So I need to add those.
So we definitely need to add two more?
Add two more.
So... do you know, just off the top of your head,
from how many people took the early retirement buyout and how many replaced, what the difference is?
It's
about 200,000 positive with the buyout.
With the cost of the buyout.
Okay. And how many positions would that be?
I'm sorry, so is
how
much?
How many it was.
With the payment for EPC and everything, right now it's $216,000 in savings.
So that's just a couple of positions.
That's probably what, four
people?
That would
total with benefits, probably about four.
About four people extra, yeah, that we saved.
But you're still planning on hiring more than...
Well, but once that EPC savings goes away, or payment goes away...
Yeah, once that EPC savings goes away, it's a lot more than that. You're looking at certified $597,000 and classified as $78,000 savings. So once that, the 3 years, that 3 year payment goes out, you're going to be saving that much. You're not going to pick up that much more in staffing. That'd be about seven or eight more staff members. There are 27 people that took that are either leaving or taking the buyout in resignations over the both groups.
Just to make sure I'm following this correctly, so you're saying that in addition to what you got on this page, we're going to have two additional staff?
Yes.
And would that be approximately the same?
Yes. Okay. I would say that'd be about the same.
So you go with the 33,000 or the 37,000?
Well, just make it 70. How's that? That's kind of
an average. And that goes in?
Yeah.
FY13?
Yes, it would be FY13. I just noticed those. Because we've got an extra... Special ed, we were deciding whether we wanted to do it as a substitute or an actual teacher, and we decided to go with the actual teacher. So.
And the first grade teacher, or the kindergarten teacher, is
an all day, every day kindergarten, and that pays for itself with the payments.
So we only have to add one person in there then, right?
Well, we'll add the extras. We have to add the staff into this, and then we have to add the revenue into the revenue.
So it's really a wash. It's a wash.
Right.
It's a wash. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's all day, every day kindergarten pays for itself.
Yeah.
So the teacher we add on, although she said we have to show here, on the revenue page we'll show.
So we're only really adding one extra.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's what I meant.
It's only costing us
one, but you have to show them both here on the expenditure side.
Got it.
Okay. The other item that's different from what we had before was the $490,000 for substitute teachers. That goes out of personnel services. Two pages back, you'll see it added in as a purchase service because we'll be paying that amount to the ESC. They're going to be paying for all of our, they're going to be paying the subs through the ASOP and the consortium, the COG that we will work with.
By doing that, won't that rate be cheaper?
Yes, it will, but not knowing exactly how much it is this first year, I thought it'd be safer just to put the amount in that we have for sub-teachers.
Gotcha.
Is it less expensive to use the ESC for other services also? Or does it just depend, by
on
service?
It depends on what the service is.
Yeah. Yeah, some of them aren't necessarily less expensive.
Yeah.
Now, that one's cheaper because they're actually part of a consortium for substitutes,
right.
My understanding. They pull subs from Hilliard and Dublin and
the other
pool.
Also,
well,
are
part of, they created.
Right, they created a COG, actually,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. And part of that also is our fees for ASOP are going down because of that, and we'll have a bigger pool of subs, and we can set our subs the same rate as what a lot of the others are. Right now, after 10 days, if they're in the same position, they go up a little bit. After another, if they sub for us for 30 days, which a lot of them do, they go another $10 or $20 a month, or a day. So that, we don't have to do that with having that many more subs in the pool. We don't have to make that change. So
what happens to our current subs? Do they have an opportunity to go into that?
They go right on to them. They just have to fill out the paperwork and go with the ESC.
Yeah. So, but they,
and you still get to control.
Yeah.
Who you get as subs, if you want particular subs, you can, okay, you can name, yeah, that. You can still,
but
do
but
that.
They will they not get that raise? That, I mean, if, like if they've been a sub for us in the past and they suffered 30 days, now if they go into this,
yeah, we don't,
their pay will be different.
We, yeah, we
it
can
stays
set that.
Flat.
Well, yeah.
You get
it'll
to
stay
set
flat.
It.
We can set
you can
that.
Decide that.
Okay. But in order to save the money and to keep, yeah, them competent with,
right,
the other ones, we need to do, right, exactly what the other districts are doing so that we can keep the same, that pool,
right,
coming to us.
The, and the kind of the neat thing for those folks is that this also opens an opportunity for them if they,
yes,
wanted to substitute down in Dublin or Hilliard,
right,
or Fairbanks.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If they're not getting up here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a, mm-hmm, mutual thing.
The other really big item is that it really takes all the work of the subs off of your table.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
that is,
I mean, you don't do any of the pain or anything. Somebody else takes all those headaches.
That's nice. Yeah.
They also do the discipline and everything else. So that's the savings there, too.
That's very nice.
And then, after all that's done, I went through and looked at where everybody's at and pay cycles and everything. We can take out another $921,000 for that 27th pay that's we're paying this fiscal year that we won't have to next year.
Okay.
So we're back to 26 that. Pay. So, yes, yeah, so that helps a lot. That's the big jump right there that you're going to see.
Okay.
I should have last year when I put it in, I should have taken it right back out like I usually do on those.
I ran
one
through
time
that in my head a bunch of times saying, shouldn't that come out or should that stay in?
Yeah, I know. And that's one of those, yeah, things you don't know until you get right down into, yeah, it. And I would have got it when I flipped it this time. So,
sweet.
So yeah. So those are the changes in that line, and we'll have I'll add those other two items to it. Then the only other page that changed anything was that of the purchase services, where we added the ESC for their payment of the subs. And that's the only thing. Everything else is all the same within this one. Now this one has in here the 2% possible 2% performance pay, and then the 0.75, 1%, and then 1.25% for the, I'd call it a COLA increase for the staff in the on the last three pays, or last 3 years for pay. So you'd add that, so you're looking at 2 3/4, 3 3 1/4. When you're looking at your percentages of increases.
When does performance pay, when is it required to go into effect?
2 3 years, and it's questionable as to
when
it's actually.
There's not a drop dead date.
You've still got a couple of years. Some people are piling it this year or next year, and then.
I think it's fiscal 14.
I was going to say,
fiscal 14.
Because that people are being trained, it's like
once this contract is done,
but it's not a required training until it institutes until the following year, so it's the 14-15 year.
So we've been talking all along that, I mean, 14 was when we thought we had to do it, so we were kind of
starting fiscal 14.
Yeah, starting fiscal 14. But I noticed that Juliet had made a comment. I never went back to listen to make sure I heard it right, but she was talking 2 to 3 years out. So there's a huge disconnect there that we have to sort figure.
I think it's just depends on when you're in there for the race to the top and have the piloting and all that kind of stuff, because it's not a definite.
I don't think it's required for race to the top. It's recorded statewide.
Yeah, that's why I thought House Bill 53 doesn't have a definite.
I thought if you were a race to the top district, you had to have
performance.
Yeah.
Your evaluations had to be part of your.
You have to have performance evaluations.
Right, but your pay was based on your evaluations.
You have to have compensation.
Yeah.
I don't claim. I don't
claim
to know.
Part of your evaluation, but it doesn't have to be linked to your pay.
Gotcha.
Somehow we got totally missed on that.
Yeah.
Because that's not my understanding.
I don't know the plan here well enough to speak to that. So.
No, I was actually just speaking more of the you know,
general.
The biennium budget that was passed. I mean, that was my understanding.
I sat through a lot of, like, Capitol Conference and then that bad thing where they talked about it. And I'm pretty sure, I think the part they kept saying was that, well, how what that exactly means could be taken one direction or the other. But
right.
I think this, you know, on this, the way it was put out there seemed to imply that you had to do it.
Yeah, if you were raced to the top district and you signed on to that, you had, you know, the districts that weren't raced to the top, they didn't have to do it, but since we are, we had to do it.
Right, because that
might be something that you want to have the committee that's meeting for the first time tomorrow. That might be one of the first things.
Might do a little research. Homework. Might do a little homework tomorrow morning.
Let's really make sure about that.
Sure.
But I think.
I don't know. I don't know.
So.
But the requirement to have performance as a part of their evaluation is 14-15. Is there any value added or whatever that piece is
going
right.
to be. Mm-hmm. So, right. So those were the changes in the main forecast. And just so that you've got...
So all those changes except for the staff are already in here? So are all those changes in this?
Yes.
Okay, except for the staff.
Except for those two.
Really
for those two
okay.
staff members, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And is this basically what we called our option four?
Yes.
Okay.
It's basically option four. It's got the one additional, and you'll see those if you look at your personal service pages. Those show that.
Okay. Can I ask one more question before we move on to another document?
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
On the tangible personal property tax, the reduction that is showing on the forecast.
Mm-hmm.
What is that based upon?
If you look at years 14, 15, and 16, those mm-hmm. are on intangible on line 1.020. Those are the levies coming out. And those are, when you have a levy that has to be renewed, you can't have it on your line of your actual line. You have to bring it into, if you look down at line 11.020,
mm-hmm.
that's where the levies come in. So that's the property tax and your tangible personal property tax. Right now, the only thing intangible are our public utilities. They still pay into tangible.
So, but the 1.020, that is the line that we're currently being funded that we're not sure how long the funding's
no,
going to last?
No, that's in line 1.050, the property tax allocation.
But
that's where the whole...
I'm sorry.
That's where the hold harmless payment is paid.
But you are showing a reduction in that.
Yes.
What is that?
And that's because you hold homestead and rollback is also paid into that, is on that line item, and that's based on your levy. So you've got levy information in line 1.010, levies in line 1.020, and line 1.050.
But that's rolled in.
And that's
here,
all
right?
rolled into line 11.02.
So we're not, at this point, planning any sort of reduction?
Right now, I do not show that as reduction in this forecast. However, in the written notes, I have put a chart in there on page 6 that shows what happens to, and this is based on, I'll have to fix the number so it looks better, but this is based on what happens if that would have, if the 2% would leave every year. So you're losing 2% or $913,000. So in paid, it shows that amount there.
And that's with passing all the levies.
I think this is without passing the levies. It might be.
Well, I think
it'd be with passing the levies.
I haven't heard anything that would make anyone believe that the TPP is going to be there forever. And so I guess it's just that trying to guess what rate it's going to go away.
Exactly.
At what time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's the whole thing. It's a guessing game right now. Do you put in what's in law right now and guess on it? Mm-hmm. Or do you say, okay, it's going to go away at the rate that they set in House Bill 153 at 2% a year, which is what they originally had set. So I think that's your whole guessing game. Which do you put into your forecast?
Mm-hmm.
If you take that and you end up not, if that happens and we go for a levy with that coming out, that's an extra $913,000 every year that mm-hmm. we wouldn't have needed to do. That's
right.
almost a mill.
Well, I think...
A mill and a half.
Since I haven't talked to anybody who believes it's going to ever, you know, it's going to be there. It's just not. Do you think it would be prudent to plan to make up for that somehow? I mean, to realize that it's going to go away? I mean, I don't know what the formula you would use to base it on, but, I mean, everybody, every other entity is, you know, like how the county was talking about it. I mean, they're planning on it not being there.
Well, the county's going to lose theirs sooner anyways, I think.
Right, but, I mean, everybody is, you know, forward-thinking about it's not going to be there, we need to plan for it, instead of waiting until the crisis hits.
I'd be glad to take it out and show you what it does, so let's hold
back. I think that's what we need to do, is look at, no matter what mm-hmm. we do, what mm-hmm. it would look like if it comes out, and make sure that we're not finding ourselves...
Exactly.
In a panic mode somewhere down the line. Mm-hmm. I think that's the,
exactly.
the point.
Mm-hmm. And that's that yellow one that I gave you guys last time is, okay, here's why. This is what it was. The yellow one had the TPP taken out. So
and
that's...
If you're going to get into estimating and guessing, which is what the forecast is in some mm-hmm. cases like
right.
this, mm-hmm. you could choose to split the difference and... You know, it's, we choose not to say, gee, it's all gone.
Right.
But we think it's going to go, and so we'll take some increments of it out. Mm-hmm. So
that's
that
what I was thinking about.
A little bit.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's
I mean, and
where
2%,
I
you know, is not really that much, but for us it is 913,000.
Mm-hmm. So I'm agreeing with that. I think we need to back ourselves up a little bit here. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, this last sheet that I gave you before we start looking at some colored sheets are the cash flow forecast comparison. I ran the cash flow, and you'll get a copy of that with the monthly reports. And it's got everything. It's got 2 months of current or 2 months of forecasted yet, and then the 10 months of current and actuals. So right now, cash flow looks like when you get it, you're going to see a $2 million carryover balance. Well, there's one big item that has not been received. In the month of April, we didn't get our homestead and rollback payment. I've got to find out. We still haven't received it. So I was giving them till the middle of the month to see what's going on. We usually get it in April, so I'm not sure why.
But we know we'll get it.
We should get it. Yeah, we should get it yet this year. Yeah, mm-hmm. either this month or next month. We know that we'll get it, but we don't know when. So we'll get it. So once we add that, it's $3,055,000 is basically what it's showing. And our forecast, we're showing $3,004,000 or almost $3,005,000 as our mm-hmm. ending balance. So that's $443,000 difference. And that's basically just from we're $100,000 off under in revenue and about $300,000 difference there in the expenditures. So you're less than 1% change in either line item, revenue or expenditure. So it's not that much. It just rolls that. So what I'm saying is that $400,000 difference is going to make a difference in the future years. So once we get into the end of the year, we'll see how much that really calculates. Right now, if you look at it, we've got a $161,000 balance in fiscal year 2014, which your last one showed we had a negative. So this is good. I mean, right. by keep going through and asking questions and did I get everything in there, mm-hmm. we keep saying, okay, what about this? Let's add this. You know, so we've got it. It's a work in progress. So this is really helpful to go through, and that way you can see that there could be some differences. That $443,000 is going to throw that positive balance. If we are short that, it'll throw that positive balance into the negative then for 2014. So I just wanted you to know that. Now, thank you. No, that's the right one. She's got the wrong color. Yeah, it's bi-colored. Okay. At the top, I've got on there 1.5% total raises for the last 3 years of the forecast. That's all that's changed on this forecast. Everything else is the same.
So that gets rid of the base and the 2% that we had.
Right. What it did...
Well, you can put it that any place.
Yeah.
You can put it
right.
Two different
performance
places.
Right, but I'm just
cola,
saying that...
That was that one we had sent this to is, you after the finance committee.
Yeah, this is what the finance committee said. Well, you know, we sort of like having a little bit of cola and then a bigger performance, and so what would that look like? So that's what this does. If you look on there, the annual negotiated raises, I've got a 0.75, a 0.5, and a 0.25. So it downward slopes on the negotiated raises. And then if you look at the performance, that goes up. So it's an upward spiral on that. So that gives you a little idea of what that does. So, and we were talking with the finance committee, and they said anywhere from 1.5% to 2% is what a lot of the business people have been seeing over the last 7 years. So, you know, so that's what we went by. Is this what something, do we want to look at other numbers? This is, you know.
So these come up about 1.5%.
About 2%. Yeah, this is 1.5% is what I figured this one out.
But I think you're, the thing I would caution you about is I think you're going to have the difficulty of the fact that, and I haven't done any study of this, I'm just going by what other people have told me and what I've read in our district information, we aren't paying the highest salaries around here anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so if you're going to hold the line or something, you're going to have to keep paying attention to what other people are doing, or pretty soon you're going to start noticing your very best people are just going to disappear.
Right.
And they're going to go other places. Because
isn't that the
if everybody's holding it down, that's one thing.
So I mean, isn't that one of the motivations of performance pay, is that we can offer more incentive to the
but you got to have some money for performance.
Oh, I understand
pay.
That. I guess that's the one thing that worries me about these salaries. If we're just, because the problem is we always talk about going to performance pay, but you got to have money for it, right? Well, the reason, I mean, you find yourself in a state where you have your lower performing people probably being paid too much, and your overperforming people or higher end people being paid too little, and here we are increasing everybody.
Well,
until
you don't
we get
have
there,
to. You're just
I'm
putting
saying,
an amount. You're just putting an amount in your forecast. This is the amount
that
we're. You can move that around however you want to. If
okay.
Just like in business, they say you got 2% and you've got this many people. That's all you've got. This is how much you've got. So you figure out how much you're going to give to these people.
I guess the confusing part was when you're talking about a COLA, because that's not based upon performance. That's
exactly.
Just
right.
Yeah,
but you've got it decreasing, and it's not the entire 1.5%.
Right.
There's a portion of that.
Yeah.
Well, and I didn't mean to set you off. I just want to caution you.
Right.
Keep remembering to stay competitive for your people. That's really important, and maybe you can do that through performance. Maybe you can't, but you gotta pay a competitive wage. Every business has to do that.
I agree.
And I mean the other when you get into those percents, if you're already at a lower level, you know, 2% for you is not the same as 2% for somebody who's making $10,000 more.
Right.
And over time that difference grows, you know, and that is.
So that 2% is basically an average of the average salary,
yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Multiplied
for
by
everybody.
For everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But in this it's 1.5.
Yeah. That's 1.5. That's 1.5. And then
I gotta tell you though, just going back to your point because I'm still right on, I mean I'm right there with you. But the problem I have is that year one when we roll out our performance pay. I mean, I don't think we as a board can guarantee it's going to be right.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I want to make sure we don't get to the year one, and if something happens, we don't know what, all of a sudden, everybody's like, well, forget it. You know, we got nothing, and nothing worked out right. So I think a transit.
A gradual transition.
It's just, you know, I would, with the goal of the board saying, look, we're going to get to 100% performance pay.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But we're not doing it overnight.
Because I'm sure that process is not going to be perfect.
Think that's the other thing that kind of, there's a lot of reasons I have reservations about putting any of these salary increases in here.
Oh, yeah, I do. I'd rather put them at the bottom. Yeah, I'm with you.
But the one is, this is us unilaterally deciding this. There's been no discussions with teachers. There's been no conversation about what performance pay looks like. We're just kind of, us sitting at one table coming, it's not based on community input. It's not based on teacher input. It's just us putting the number in there.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think in general, that raises are out there, and that when you work, over time, if you don't get any raise, I'm not going to stay in a job where I'm never.
I think
never,
there's a lot of people staying in jobs where they don't get any raise right now.
I agree.
My point is, I don't want to get into that discussion. I guess my point is we're just picking numbers, we're shoving them in this forecast, and then a bigger issue I have with that is that it's putting the. This levy is supposed to help us maintain current services because we have our revenue's gone down. We have some projected increases in costs for supplies and purchase services. So there's about 2 to 3 mils there that we need to maintain current services. And if we don't get that, then that hurts kids. Okay, so we're going to wrap that in with a bunch of salary increases, and we have no idea what the climate is or the tolerance, what people in this community are willing to support. To support salary increases that we just kind of come up with on our own without any discussion with teachers or anybody else. And so that's going to put the levy at risk. It fails, then we're in a position of cutting things that hurt kids. And that's the other issue I have.
How you get a full community input without going to the ballot.
Well, that's my point. I guess my thought is, why not put a levy on in November that just maintains current services? And then come back and be up front and say, next year we're coming back to you with another levy that's to pay for these things that we want to add in terms of salary increases or whatever, and let the community vote on it.
I don't
without
think the community would do it back to back.
Well,
and you've got expenses in running two levies as well. A lot of time, a lot of
plus
expenses.
Plus we'll be on the ballot already for renewals.
Right.
But you're also doing basically the same thing with this, because as soon as you as a board determine what your projection is, and then when you tie the levy to that projection, you're basically saying to the community, we're asking you to fund things as they are and to allow us 2% for raises for our people in each of those three years. The community will say yes or the community will say no. I mean, it'll be there for everybody to see, really. So in a way, you're doing it. I understand what you're saying, Doug. You don't have enough time or means to get input from the community and stuff, and that would be even better. But the most definite input from the community is that vote.
I agree, and that's why I think it should be on separately. Here's the other thing. Okay, we know that the higher the millage we ask for, the greater chance that the levy is going to fail. We know that. And then we know that there's probably people out there that will vote for a levy that maintains services that won't vote for a levy that pays for salary increases. Maybe they're losing, there's got to be individuals out there that aren't getting salary increases, and we just know those people are out there. Mm-hmm. So my point is, by putting those on the ballot at the same time, we're putting that levy at a greater risk. And we don't even know what that risk is because we're not even taking the time to pull together a cut list for what would happen if it fails. So we have no idea what the stakes are, but we're going to increase.
Well, I'm sure we're going to have that by the time we go to vote on a levy.
Okay.
Because we're not voting on a levy now. We're going to vote on that in July.
Okay. I heard when I asked about the cut list that we're looking at September time frame.
That's when we laid out the time frame of when would it be done? When would it be finished? Okay. When could it be, given other things like appropriations and everything else that we laid out? And I think we did say September.
Yeah.
But we were figuring that it would be out there so that you could, in fact, say, honestly, this is what we would have to do if this doesn't pass.
You were saying by July you might have that cut list.
I'm just saying that in order to make in your personal life or in your business, if you're going to take on risk, you kind of know what's at stake before you take on. And by adding these things in there, we're putting this levy at risk.
I think we would like that too, Doug. I just don't think it's going to be realistic. I, because it's going to fall on you, and you've got the whole of the appropriations coming.
Yep.
You just got some big things, but mm-hmm. I don't know how you get that all done.
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to get too deep down into that. You know, just to say that, and I'll just end with the last comment. I think when you put that out there, you're presenting your business plan to your community. I think that's what that is. Say, look, that's our business plan that, you know, because that's really what that is. That's your business plan. Either they like it or they don't.
And I think it'd be more confusing to split it out and go after two levies. I think that they would go, why are you doing this again?
Right.
You just did it.
Most people don't go in depth into following all the reasons behind the levies,
yeah,
or you know, keeping track of what it was for, and you know, by the time next year rolls around.
I definitely understand there's challenges to it, and I just think that there's, we talk about giving the community a choice. I don't think this is really giving them a choice.
But think about like when we voted for city taxes, or, you know, when we voted to raise the city tax.
Right.
I mean, they gave us a list of what that was going to support, you know, and I can't remember if there was pay stuff in there or not, you know, but that like you say, that's their business plan, that's getting it out there to give you the choice. I mean, you could sit here and say, okay, we'll have community meetings to talk about it, and percentage of the community that shows up will be minimal.
I go back to Jeff's. I think it needs to get their input, the true input, you put it on the ballot. But I don't think you're getting that input if you're mixing it in with services.
Any choice we make needs, I mean, it's,
yeah.
So I,
yeah.
I mean, I think it's our responsibility is to come up with that business plan as a reasonable and feasible business plan.
Yes.
We're going to get, I assume we're going to have some input. I mean, it's my understanding we're going to do some kind of focus groups, or at least get out there and start talking to people before that July meeting. Is that correct?
Well, we said we'd try to do that. We wanted to wait and hear where you were.
Right.
Here with
I mean,
all
I thought one other thing we talked about is that we're going to kind of have our idea and have the focus groups to say, this is what we're thinking, and listen to the feedback, but you know, knowing that we can adjust if we need to, if the feedback is horrendous or something,
but
we needed to go in there with an idea, not have the meeting saying we're going to make our idea after. I just thought that we were going in with a plan.
I think we need to develop our own plan.
Yeah. I would go back to
well, and remember, you've asked for input from your finance committee.
Yeah,
right.
You formed the finance committee.
Right.
And you picked them as some additional representatives of the community. And they, you know, we took them that first page. That's what we took to them.
Right.
Their suggestion was more realistic would be total of 1.5 to 2 would be more realistic. And they were all over the board. Some of them said, I've had an increase each of the past couple of years. And one of them said, I haven't had an increase for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so they were all over the board. And but they pretty much were pretty solid on that piece of the 1.5 to 2. They were, I think it was unanimous, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If I remember.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That's pretty well. Yeah, it was pretty well.
So that was some input.
Sure.
I know
it's
not a lot, but that was some input from your community besides yourself.
And don't get me wrong. I think, I mean, I'm not saying that 1.5 to 2 is unreasonable. I'm just saying that, you know, by putting it on the ballot with these other things, you're putting those other things at risk. And I don't, I guess I don't want to rehash what I just said, but I mean, there's other issues I have with it, you know.
Is it inappropriate for me to talk?
No, not about it, by all means.
I think I get totally what you're saying, but I think in the back of my mind, as I look at the master plan, the other thing that scares me is we have 3 renewals that we have to.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. when I think of, okay, we're coming back and we're coming back and we're coming back,
mm-hmm.
I think people do remember that. That's one of my concerns because we know we need all of that to make everything work.
Yeah.
You know, if we don't have the whole package. So I don't disagree with what you're saying. Yeah. Totally get it. But my fear is...
And that crossed my mind. I think, Bill, I told you I had ideas, and I've been milling this over into my hospital bed.
Something else to do, right?
But I think it puts a little bit too much emphasis on just the salary part, too.
Wow.
So the whole, I mean,
right.
you know, I mean, it's like, it's all
diagrams.
Part of the package, you know?
Well, it all is part of the package, because if we lose good teachers, if we have teachers walk, we're in worse shape.
I mean, they have the biggest impact on our kids.
This is my option.
I mean, if I'm not mistaken, those pay raises don't even equal a mill.
No.
They're less than a mill out of the entire levy.
Right.
No.
500,000 is less than a mill.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, if I read it at 1.5,
okay.
1.5, I read
so
it.
So what I did here is I
totaled
up. This is option 4, so this is not what we're looking at, but it gives you an idea what I was milling over in my head. I broke out what the revenue loss was, and you can see at the top. This is based on the numbers that Cindy had given us in option 4. So about $4.56 million we lose in the four-year period for revenue. And then the assumed increases, which are purchase services and supplies and materials, $2 million. So on the stack diagram right here, this is the stuff that we need to maintain current services, and this is all the stuff we're adding. Now, some of this stuff we have to add. Well, not necessarily, because like the benefit increases, those are
negotiated,
and we have 8% builder. That's almost our step raises right there. That's about $500,000 a year that we have built in our budget for increases there. So all this stuff on top is stuff we're adding. And, you know, I look at that and thinking, that's a lot. I mean, most of the levy is for that. And then down here, the other issue I have, and this is what I have in general with salary increases, if you look at it, a levy may cover that for the first 4 years, but then you're at this higher level for the next 4 years, and that same levy, renewing it, isn't going to cover that amount. You know, you see what I'm saying?
But that's how it always, you always have to, I mean, you know, generally.
Right, but I mean, if you go to the ballot specifically for salary increases, you could pick a levy amount that covers that indefinitely.
No, you can't.
Well, you can.
No, you can't.
Okay.
You never can. A levy will never cover anything.
I'm just saying that levy amount.
Right.
You can say that this increase is going to cost us this amount over 3 years. Okay. So, like for instance, this increase, the 1.5, or in this case, there's 2%, some base increases in there. Increase your salaries. Well, I got it mixed in there on that one, but it increases your salaries right up here. It costs you $6 million, but I think the increase is, I don't have it broken out here, but there's a dollar figure that increases it over that period of time. And once those increases are in, that dollar figure, you have to pay for every year after. Now, you may have to pay for other increases on top of it, but that dollar figure is a set dollar value that you pay for. And now, as people retire and stuff, that changes, but...
I would only ask that, and that all depends on how you do performance pay. You may say you get... Like I said, there's 900 ways to do that. So you may say, look, this year you get an increase to your base salary, but your base salary doesn't change. Or if you do some kind of building block, that you have to do something different to move up.
Is that like a bonus type thing? Or,
well, right. I would, yeah. I don't.
If it's a bonus, I agree. I
don't know how we're going to do it. I mean, that's a whole other discussion.
But the point is, if that dollar figure is in your budget,
yeah, then everything goes up the next year.
So it has to be paid for every year after. So like this right here, we're not going to the year after saying, well, we don't have the funds, so we're going to decrease it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The salaries.
I do.
Once you ramp it up to that dollar figure, sure. you're rolling it over to the next year in the forecast, and you got to pay for it. And it's going to cost you more the next 4 years than it did the first 4 years.
Well, the only way to not do that is...
It's like that at my budget at work.
I understand that, but I'm just saying the way we determine these levies, it covers us. I mean, at least the way I think we've been doing it in the years past, if we look at that 2016, that end of the five-year balance, and say, does it get us there? Do we have any good cash balance? And I think that's misleading in terms of...
It's the only way you can do it, though, for levies, because of the fact of the way that funding... Levies are funded.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
The
because you've got to... You get a levy, an amount for that levy. Say it's $695,000 is what we want. That one mill is going to bring in $695,000. But you need only $300,000 this year, but you need that $695,000 each year enough to get through that amount for the following until you get to that last year. That's because you don't get any more extra money from those levies, no matter what. So if something happens along the way that you lose something else, our electricity may spike to who knows what, you're going to have to cut someplace along the way because you're still going to get that $695,000 no matter what. So you can't say that just because the amounts in there for the salaries might go up and down, it's still the amount of that levy that you need to... That total amount needs to start high here and then your expenditures are going to come up to it at
right.
some point.
Now, the problem is we can't add a second shift. We could, but it wouldn't make us any more money.
Somebody did make a recommendation for that. They said, we have a lot of parents who work second shift and
that's
never
funny.
Get to see their kids.
I'm just saying.
Use a building for, you know, all day long.
It's funny, I joke about that. I'll bring it on the school board. That doesn't work out.
I'm just merely making the point.
So that's why the levy cycle is what is so disheartening in
right.
how we have
right.
to do things.
Right.
Right. Yeah,
well, that's
I've
why every system in the state always has a next levy.
Absolutely.
Because the system's built that way. Unless you can completely flatten your costs.
Right.
If you can keep your costs flat, you'll be okay.
I mean, the biggest problem with that has been that there's been automatic increases in there. So, I don't care who's funding it. It's still, it's unsustainable. Whether you ask the state to fund it, the local government, or local community to fund it, if it's always going up, there's a problem.
But in this, we are not giving automatic increases.
No, we're not. And that's where I'm saying it is doable to pick a levy amount that will cover that. And the, you know, but anyway.
I don't know of a lot of people that say I'm just going to vote for a levy for increases in salary.
Yeah,
I think that would.
Yes, I do. I think that just highlights it kind of unfairly because
yeah.
you
How's
know, I mean,
unfair. I mean, I think it's unfair that it's been hidden for so long that these things are there
but
when we're talking
not,
about
you
current
know,
sports.
The past.
And,
I mean, we're not.
But we're
hiding
doing the same thing here.
No, I mean, we're not hiding it. You're right. We're not doing the same thing. I'm sorry. Yeah,
we're not hiding it.
But
you know, I mean, and.
But you're giving them the same pay or lose proposition. You pay for the increases, or you lose services. I mean,
it's our total budget.
But when your business is a service business, that's what happens.
That's the cost.
I mean, because we're people-intense businesses, and so if you have money problems and you have to cut back, you know, we spend 85% of our budget. Is on our people,
right?
Because our people provide the services. Well, if we're going to make any significant cuts, they've got to be people. And as soon as you start cutting people, you are going to cut services.
Right.
I don't know, how do you not do that in a service industry?
Right.
That's what we are.
And even if it's 85%, you know, you look at that number, the 85%, it seems high, but then go back to comparing our salaries to other areas near us, and they're not a lot higher than other areas.
Well, the only issue with other areas is I don't want to be in the financial situation a lot of those other areas are in. I mean, their levy cycles faster and bigger in those other areas. So,
but I think what we have to look at too, though, if we start losing quality, then. I mean, all you got to do is drive up to Marion.
I think we're being reasonable. I think, you know, we understand our wages aren't, you know, they're a little bit less, but we've been able to keep teachers because we've been
their
open with them, you know, and I think a 1.5% to 2% is...
How do you
I
know
mean,
they're
going to
be happy with that? I mean, that's the point is, we're unilaterally picking.
Well, I would guess they won't be after 2 years of zero.
Seriously. No, that's my point, though.
But I think that's the idea is to try to bring everybody together. Yes, we wish this could be 3%,
right.
but we don't think it can be. You know, that's probably what you're going to try to explain.
Yeah.
You know, and if they talk just like we do, I've got friends who say the same thing to me that somebody said on the finance committee. I haven't had a raise for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for them. Luckier than that. I did have some raises. So I don't know. I just think that's how it is. We're talking bigger things.
Oh, yeah. Can we get back on? Let's get back to our forecast. Because actually, we have to approve this next week. So
sure.
So let's... At least focus on that.
Purple's 2%?
Purple is 2%.
Purple is 2%, correct?
Is that the only change?
Yeah, that's the only change. Purple is 2%, and it's on that. You can see it on the page with the personnel.
Why do I not? Yeah, I'm on the wrong page. I'm on the wrong page. That chart is not really
the same. So I went 1.25, 1.5, 1.75 for performance, and that was... You know, those numbers, you can change those around. I mean, I could show you what a 3% and just no steps, put a 3% in there. And what's that do?
Actually, I'm going to throw out a suggestion. I would prefer, because to be honest with you, I absolutely agree. When you start putting numbers up here, those look like we've already negotiated them. Everybody's agreed to them. I would prefer we just have a line item down here that says, look, this is what we're looking at for
salary,
for salary increase, for however you want to word that, performance.
A possible salary increase.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
yeah, but I want it down. I don't want up here is mm-hmm. it is determinative. Yeah. I just made that word. It's determinative.
By negotiation.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, right. I just put them in there to show them.
I understand. When
the finance committee had talked about.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. when we see the forecast we're going to vote on, I would, if I could suggest, we just put it as a line item down here. Anybody want to disagree with that?
No.
Okay.
I agree.
Wow. Look at that. We're coming together.
Can I ask just a quick question? Like, really, really, in the past, when on your budget, when you put in compensation stuff, have you generally talked to the union prior to doing that?
I'm not sure here.
Because you weren't here.
What would happen on the forecast, to be honest, is it was forecasted. She said, oh, I want to put something there, which,
right.
You know, I guess that's her methodology. I would prefer we don't put anything there because it doesn't leave you any, you know, you've already opened yourself up to step one of your bargaining, as far as I'm concerned. I mean,
most people have always put that in here.
Yeah.
Which one? Something, a number or no number?
Like put
a number, a percentage.
Or a percentage.
Yeah.
And the knowledgeable teachers and administrators in the district looked at the back pages and knew how much money was in there. We've always known that.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen some unions come to the table and they hadn't looked at it.
Okay.
You know, I know, but that really doesn't
leave... But it's out there for them to look at anyway.
Well, it doesn't leave you any wiggle room, to be honest with you. If you got 3% 4 years from now in there, and all, you know, a lot of things happen between now and 4 years, but everybody saw it in your forecast. Well, you've already forecasted it for it. It doesn't leave you any room to...
Well, what's the alternative?
Just make it as a line item down here.
What is the amount?
Yeah, I guess.
And you can't calculate that?
If you put a percent in it, yeah, I mean, yeah.
You could. It'll take about 30 seconds in a calculator.
I'd just like to have it as a line item at the bottom, please.
And just because other districts do it, like, that doesn't mean you have to.
That was an area so we could see where, in the future, what's going to happen if you did have a 3% increase in there.
Right.
To your bottom line. You've got to look in the future and say, okay, is there a 2 or a 3%, you know, annual percentage change in the steps? Was it a 2% or a 3%? It depended on the district. Mm-hmm. And you'd put that in there to see, okay, what's that going to do for us in 3 to 5 years? Mm-hmm. Are we going to need a levy or aren't we going to need a levy? And so that's why this is here. It's not saying, okay, you're only going to get a 3% raise. No, it's to say, okay, this is what we've got in there just to see what your bottom line looks like. And that's how a lot of people look at it, saying, we can put a lot of different numbers in here.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a positive number down here, hey, this might be better, you know. So,
you know, Doug, I always talk about it's sort of been a secret that we had negotiated increases and step increases. But really, if I'm really honest, it hasn't been a secret. It's always been right here, and the community didn't take the trouble to even look.
Well,
it was there. It was sitting there. Mm-hmm. It's in every one of these.
When I sat over there, I asked several times.
For 4 or 5 years.
The answer that it was, well, not much. Yeah.
But it's in here, and it's always, it's online at ODE. It has been for years.
Yeah.
You know.
It is. It would. I think
people look for it.
That it would be helpful to our community, though, if we had stuff like this just on our website, so we don't have to go search in a million different places to look for
things. I do, too.
You know,
and that's what we're trying to be more open with
all
this stuff.
Yeah, like fiscal letters
and
stuff.
Just put it out there.
Because it's just kind of nonsense that people have to go. You know?
Well, it only has a front page, right? Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really have
it. It has notes.
No, it's notes.
It has the notes.
But when she redoes we can post the whole thing. A lot of districts post the whole thing up there.
Yeah.
And you can just go through it.
Sure.
It's on ODE, too.
Well, I didn't get to our front page on our website, but that's...
Yeah.
Are our notes up there?
Our written notes are on there.
Okay. I wasn't...
And that shows...
Right.
I mean...
All your assumptions. And
that's right. I mean, you actually know more by reading the notes.
If you read the assumptions, they're a heck of a lot more than even looking at the numbers.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't understand when they look at numbers.
Yeah. But the numbers are really exact if you really want to see the exact.
Mm-hmm. You can even post up there how to read a 5-year forecast.
for those who are reading again.
We showed staff this year. Some of them.
That's a good bedtime reading.
Or when you wake up at 3 o'clock.
Exactly. I wish I'd had a copy of that on my nightstand last time.
Okay. So that's where we're at with the forecast. So what do you want me to put in it?
If I may?
You know my answer.
Well, I'd like to see what it looks like with the loss of tangible. Do a half. I mean, instead of the whole, to do a 1% loss of the tangible. So we can look.
Yeah.
Could I suggest before she does that, but before she does that, could you real quickly calculate what the millage will be for either one of these two that are sitting there?
Because then you can do the TPP to see what the impact
is. Yeah, right. I'm going to guess this one is
4,
and I'm going to guess this one is 5.5.
That's sometimes when you start to pay attention.
Maybe 5.2. I'm going to go 5.2. 5.2. So, it's my showcase showdown.
I can't even remember what.
I mean, there really isn't much difference when you look at the two. It's all of
900,000.
Yeah, it's a million. It's too tiny.
I'm sorry?
1.5
Yes, ma'am.
1.5 of them here.
She's going to calculate this millage for us.
I thought we're talking about reduction in TPP.
No. First, we're going to find out the millage, and then we're going to. I did Bill's quick math on it in my head.
1.3
No, that is not what
you
came
No, that is not my secret answer.
I do that better, but it's.
No, I had I think it was like 3. I rounded it up to 4, but it was like 3.9 something.
Using the Chicago math method where we estimate everything.
Four just. You know, when I say, hey, I'm going to buy something for $399, my wife always says, you mean 400.
A $4 levy in November on the 1.5% raises would give us a balance at the end of 2016 of just a little over $4 million.
I'm sorry, what? How much?
A $4 million levy.
A $4 million levy.
Oh, you're going to a balance of
on
how much?
A 1.5.
Four.
On the blue sheet.
On the blue sheet. On the
balance of $4 million.
No.
That can't be right.
You don't necessarily need to end with a $4 million balance in 16.
No.
No.
No. That's what I'm saying, a four mil levy if we did it in November.
Really?
Yeah, really?
That doesn't sound right.
That doesn't sound right to me either.
Close to 3.
Bill said he was going to be close to 3.
You wouldn't listen to me.
3 is $1.5 million, just a little bit more than 1.5.
And that might
million.
Be a that might actually be a reasonable balance to carry on a $50 million budget.
Yeah,
right.
So 3
That's
is 1.5 million.
Crazy amount of extra to have at the
end. So 3 mil levy in November brings what?
A 1. Where's the balance?
1.5. If you look here at this. Right here?
Yeah.
See, there's your balance right
okay.
there.
Okay, so just a little bit more than 1.5.
And that's with the renewals. So it's a little more, so it'd be about 1.7.
Okay.
Let's see, double check that. So yeah, 1.7.
A 3 mil levy.
3 mil levy.
By 2016.
Oh, you're right.
1.7 million.
Also
cash on hand.
It's such a big amount.
Okay.
And that's not a crazy amount.
That would actually have to be nice to have a little buffer in there.
Because, I mean, people were hearing between
461,000 in November for next year.
No, just on the balance.
I know.
That's
part of the discussion about
that.
What we were talking about as far as having a balance at the end of the year is you need to have approximately 1 month at least.
Yeah.
Our 1 month is $3 million. We're
That's what I say. What is a cash day?
Yeah.
So
you're looking at a little bit over about $3 to $3.5 million for a month on spending. Okay.
So that's about 15 days.
Yeah.
Which isn't very much.
So are we talking about four-year levy or five-year levy here? What are we doing?
Continuous.
So you would not have to vote on it.
Oh, got it.
Oh, I'm not.
Well, I hope that's what you're talking about. I shouldn't have said that.
That's what I'm suggesting.
That's what I would suggest, too.
If all the other ones are renewed, I mean, I don't know.
then we never have to go back. You know that all your support comes from levies.
If it's only three mills and a continuous, I mean, why have to constantly renew a three mill levy?
So that people have the option of saying, yes, we like what you're doing, we think you're doing a great job, or no, we don't.
They'll have that same option, which is the kind of the point of your levy.
Not if it's continuous.
But they'll have that same option to say yes or no on your next new levy, because you're going to have a next new levy.
Absolutely.
With this system, you are always going to have one.
I mean, I just think it makes sense to have a few of them continuous. If you know, I mean, how many levies do we have? We've got three that we're renewing here, right?
Yeah, in the next
two
year,
three, yeah.
Yeah,
we've got three that we're renewing.
Do we have two or three now that are continuous?
There's three that are continuous. But those are from 1976, 1990-something. They were both 89 and then 96, I think, something like that.
They mashed a bunch of them together.
So the 76 are out there because, and you're only getting half of what could be out there. As far as your millage, those were voted on.
I mean, I would, Tracy, if all of them were continuous, I would have an issue because there's not that accountability there. I guess my only concern with continuous would be, again, I think the risk of how passage, you know, is it risk failure because people see continuous? And I mean, that would be my only hesitation on it. Because I think when we talked about continuous before, that was the other thought was, will this community do a continuous levy? Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
you have to talk about that when the time comes.
Okay, so that's your 1.5.
How much? 3 mil.
1.5%.
1.5%.
I would say 4 then.
Yeah. So, in the 4, if it were 4 mil, we would have 4 million at the end of 2016.
Right. Mm-hmm. What about 3.5? You know, it'd be somewhere in between.
So now you want a higher level?
No, I'm just trying to see what all the parameters are.
I wish you reported
15 days cash on hand.
That's
what I missed.
It wasn't good enough.
Doug is wanting more.
$3 million.
Well, I will be honest. $1 million left in FY16. Yeah. I look like I can't see very well up there. But what was our negative cash? I mean, what was our excess revenue for that year?
Wasn't much.
Yeah, I thought it'd be negative, right?
Yeah, it was negative.
Oh, yeah. I guess my point is you're going the hole real quick at that point.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
And right now we're talking about levies and we're sitting on a $3.5 million balance or whatever.
$3 million.
So,
if we went to a 3.5, we'd have $3 million cash on hand.
Yeah, at the end of 16.
We haven't even started talking about TPP yet.
I know.
Right.
Well, so that's why I was trying to get the numbers higher.
Well, and you also need to tuck away for anybody who says, well, wait a minute, you're going for 11 and you got a $3 million balance, or you're going for 11 and you want a $3 million balance at the end, you need to just remind them that's 1 month of operating the school system.
Right.
And I think
then it's not crazy.
Right.
Well, at least this balance will leave us 1 month of operating fees.
And I think that's important. I mean, if you only had 15 days, that's not very much.
No.
No, that's like a crisis situation.
That's just good fiscal planning. I mean, you got to have, it's contingency planning. And I would think every business doesn't spend themselves down to zero.
No.
I would hope not.
We should start thinking about a rainy day fund, too. It's a good process. So that's you're looking at this. Okay, let's go to the 2%.
I downgraded my balance. I had it wrong. I had it mixed up.
$4 million is just a little bit more than three. A 4 mil levy in November would just be a little bit more than three.
4 mil.
What's this song?
Now we're in the 2%.
With the 2%
balance.
2% table.
Oh,
yeah,
she's
2%.
Just going up $4 million balance.
No, we're on the 2% shoot.
Yeah.
Got it.
This is on the 2%.
The purple one.
Okay.
2% TPP.
No, we're on the purple.
We went to the purple one and we decided to see what a 4 mil levy would do.
It would leave you a little more than $3 million.
Right. And then a 3 mil would probably take it right down to about, what, 500,000?
3 million would be 500,000. And 3.5.
Wait.
3 mil would be?
About 700,000.
700,000? It's actually more than that, shouldn't it?
No, not
at. No? Oh, because it's cumulative.
Because it's 2%. You're a 2% pay increase.
Well, I know, I'm just saying the difference between the 3 mil and the 4 mil. It went from 3 million to 500,000, and now we're saying at 3.5, it's just going to be a little more than 700,000.
Oh, I don't know. Is that what it was? 3.5 mil says what?
A little bit more.
3.5 is right at 1.5.
Okay, there you go.
Or no, it's at 2.
Okay.
2 mil.
That's what I was thinking.
3.5 mil.
$2 million.
$2 million.
And 3 mils is 700,000, correct?
Yeah. Okay. There.
Okay. I just want to make sure everybody.
Thank you.
Okay. Got it.
Numbers flying around here.
Yeah, we should all have the same numbers.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay.
And what's the four?
Four
was it like $3 million?
$3 million.
Okay. Now I'm going to go to option 4.
That's what our white sheet is.
They're all option 4.
So well, nice. I'm going to go to the white option, the big,
okay.
The big
first one that we went through.
Yes, the original
that option. Has those changes in it.
Yeah, that has. It's got more than.
Right, more than the one before.
Yeah.
And this has the two, like the total 2.75, 3, and 3.25
correct.
Increases.
Yeah.
Okay.
So 4 mil won't even get you above.
No, you're right.
We give you contact. Somebody need one.
I'm just going to go magnifying.
Put my specs on.
Goggle magnifying glasses on.
Okay. What I've done here is I've taken the 2% out for the TPP. If it goes out the last 3 years, I took the full 2% out. We can change that in a second. What does that do to our bottom line?
Holy. Oh, I think the wrong one. That's about 30
million. $14,242,000
now. All
right, so.
Nice.
Let's go in and.
Million. Nice.
Personnel service. I'm going to add another. Those there. Now.
That's the two people we talked about, the kindergarten teacher and the. The special ed.
Oh, yeah, the revenue in there.
Okay.
The kindergarten teacher.
I don't think you have to. If it's a wash, and you're only doing projections.
These amounts here.
One place and the other.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Why don't you just take out that kindergarten teacher? Since you're going to have to go over and add revenues, and it's a pretty much a wash.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, there. What type of percentage raise would you like me to show? It's going to be easier for me to leave this alone right now, these numbers up here on the automatic raises.
Okay.
But if you tell me the percentage that you want me to get to here.
Just do a two total, however
two
you
total?
Want. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yep.
And then we can do a 1.5 total, I guess.
Yeah, 1.25, 1.75.
Oops. And then I'll take these three out here. It just makes it easier. I'd have to convert it anyways.
Okay.
By doing that, let's go see what that does back here in our 5 year.
Well, that should help us out a little bit.
Right. That drops us to $12 million. Okay. It was 14. Okay.
So that's going to be about
what type of levy
8 mil,
is that?
9 mil? I'm going to put 9. I don't know. Well, that
bless
awesome.
God bless you.
Bless you.
After you're done doing this, can we try it at a 1% on the TPP?
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I want. Yeah.
Smart though.
6 mil gives us a $2.5 million bound in November.
Okay, so 6 mil that equals 2.5 million.
And that's with renewal of all the other levies.
Right, right.
Can you say that again?
6 mil gives two.
Got all this?
$1 billion.
You rolled through it enough times, Jill.
We all have written
them So that's what that's what the full phase out of the TPP for a 2% increase in.
Yeah.
Full phase out or just a 2%?
If they fired it back up again, the way they were rolling
for two more years or for all, the entire. I missed that.
The full through.
Okay. So through our forecast, so you
through
put
the end of, through 15. Yeah.
You took it out totally. That wasn't the 2%.
No, I took out 2% each
2%,
year.
Okay.
God forbid if we took it out totally. That you're looking at $5 million a year.
Okay, so now take out 1% a year.
We'll be homeschooling at home.
Take out 1%?
Instead of 2% for TPP, if you just want to have as a planning number, that's 1%. Because, I don't know what they're going to
Crystal ball. Yeah.
All we're under now.
I left it in the car. So
I'm just going to do 450,000 out.
Okay.
That's the same thing.
I don't know. Is it the same thing as 1%?
Yeah, because we're losing 900,000.
Okay.
Or well, a little more than 900,000.
Yeah, it's not an exact number, but it's just
give us an idea.
It's an idea. That's what forecasts are all about.
It's a forecasted number.
It's $10 million at the end of, and I took the new levy out. So you're minus $10 million instead. So you drop, you gain $2 million.
So 1% loss
TPP reduction.
$1.2 million balance. Yep.
About a 5.5.
2.6.
How can it be?
2.6 million.
Well, that's with your new numbers then.
Yeah, with the new numbers. Yeah.
With your new takeaway.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. With the new takeaway. Yeah, 2.6. And the other thing on this, when we're looking at these, it's based on what we think are going to be the increases or decreases of the values. Because that's already plugged in here, too.
Well, we haven't had any decreases in our property values here, have we?
Oh, yeah, we have.
Yeah.
I thought the residential was pretty much
a
wash. It was just staying.
Honey, have you looked at your property value?
Yeah, I have, actually. Mine is maintained.
Mine's dropped. Mine's dropped. $25,000.
I was about to say, mine dropped. I lost a ton.
Yeah. I thought
Andrea, the last time that she was talking about that they were pretty much maintained.
No.
Because
they have
CAUV, right?
Overall, we went up a little bit this year, but 0.54% increase in residential.
This year.
Has the commercial gone down, or has it stayed the same? Do you happen to know? Just out of curiosity.
I'd be curious to compare it to 08. That's what I would want to compare it
you
to.
Wanna, well,
you know,
your
because that's really
right now,
that was kind
go.
Of the high end. 07, 08 was the high end.
A little bit
compare
bigger.
It to
my
that.
Commercial, does that work a little bit?
My commercial building appraisal went down
go up.
By.
Or is residential on there?
Here, I'm going to highlight line 83 is our ag res, our agriculture, and then the line underneath it is residential. 2008 is column M.
Ooh.
It was 48 million.
It was 52, and then it dropped to 48. And then it flatlined, and then it went back
up. Okay. Well, it's 59 and 660
now.
It's got to go faster.
Crazy a lot.
compared to
it's not very much. I mean, you're looking at very, you know, you have we had 2 years here of a minus 2%. It raised up, and we had no increase. Basically, it was a 0.54% increase here.
And like many people have told me, when you drop a percent to make it up, you have to double what you've lost to make it up.
Yes.
So, you know, when you have a 5% loss, so you need to increase by 10.
So we have not made it up yet.
In general, I know in the forecast we're very conservative with the revenue side of things. And then on the expense side of things, we're
very conservative on that.
Well, yeah, I guess so, considering inflation every time. But I'm just saying, in general, it seems like we've got some...
We're very conservative on both sides.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm saying the same thing, yeah.
Right.
Sorry, I was...
but then it seems like...
Affirmation's a good thing.
Yeah.
How are you, if we ask you to forecast for a 1% loss in the TPP, would you put that on a back page somewhere? How would you forecast that in
here? I would put that in here, just right where it is.
So you would actually put it on our, it would show up in our...
It would show up in the forecast. It would show up right here in property tax.
Okay.
Like
so you
right
just drop
here,
it right
and
in there.
I put it right in the note.
But you'd make sure you
I'd
got it
sure
in the
that
notes.
That's
so
in the notes
it's there.
And
it's
the
one of your
explanations and our assumptions that we're assuming that
1%. All right. I think it's a good idea to put something in there as a potential loss. I know it's not on the books.
I think we have to plan for it.
I can't see that not. But that's low hanging fruit for the legislature, as far as I'm concerned. So I think it's going to go away.
You could certainly argue that being fiscally responsible, planning for it to go away.
And I think 1%
in a measured way.
So what are we suggesting then?
To put in a 1%, just a forecast for a 1% loss. If the rollback had gone like would be, it would be 2%. But I'm just suggesting, look, let's just plan for at least 1%. So, you know, we're not stuck there going, well, I didn't see it coming
whatever. Well, yeah, I definitely don't want to be in that position.
So
you're saying put that in the forecast.
Absolutely.
So the numbers reflect.
Yeah, correct. And then in your notes, say, look, we added a 1% decrease on this, you know, on the projection that it's going to start to roll away, given we don't know the precise number.
But you could even add to your notes, you know, we put that 1% in, but it's possible that this could be either taken completely away immediately and or, you know, at a faster rate than this. So you acknowledge, we knew that, but we thought this was a measured way to respond to.
And if it doesn't, then like what you've always said, it just means that levy would last longer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
If it doesn't,
right. Well, unless
it doesn't
you
get
go on
out.
Spending binge.
Well, that's the thing we want to make sure is
well,
protect.
Well,
right,
you know,
right.
But we don't want to do that.
Because the idea there is to build that up,
right?
So it's 1%, and if we're lucky, the next biennium budget it doesn't go away.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have some build up so that we can prepare
cash
for
balance.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm saying build up for when it does go away because
well,
it's not going to go away.
Eventually it will.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I mean, it has always been the intent for that to go away.
Mm-hmm. What do they consider a healthy ending amount? I know my district shoots for 6 months. To have
6 months is a little high, but GFOA has said 2 months is a good realm, which is for us would be $6 million.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to get a cash balance, we need to start building it up. So, I mean, this would not build it up, you know, for an emergencies and all. So,
but this, you know, you're talking to a community where you know, we came close to letting it go down to zero. So we're just saying we're trying to improve on that. And you don't do it necessarily in one fell swoop. You do it, you add to it. This time, you maybe go to 1 month worth or 3 million. Mm-hmm. Maybe the next time you extend that to 4 or 5 million. The next time you go for new money. You know, you can make it happen incrementally, too.
Yeah, it all depends on when you go for your next levy, you know. Mm-hmm. Look at that, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was looking at that on the Ohio Department of Taxation website, the median income for our school district, and it actually dropped from 2010 from 2009. not significantly, but it did. We had more filers, but the median income was lower. Mm-hmm. And our free and reduced lunches have increased. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to be mindful of that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But our numbers for our free and reduced, even though they've been going up, they still aren't where some other communities are by long shot.
But mm-hmm. we're dealing with our community right. and their ability to pay. Right. It's just mm-hmm. kind of my right. point.
I don't know, what did I see? It was in that presentation from the guy that went down there
to the House
yeah.
Appropriations.
It talked about the tax effort. Did you see that chart for tax effort for each? I was pretty amazed. Our tax effort's like 0.77, which is phenomenally low compared to every district around us. I thought that was pretty interesting. In fact, if you happen to get a chance, I think it came in the facts in a flash, right?
All of them, because I could only find two of them.
Yeah. Yeah, if you happen to look at that, it's pretty interesting. There's some.
It looked like our number of times on the ballot was high, though, wasn't it? That surprised me.
Yeah, there was one of those that really surprised me, mm-hmm. but I don't remember which one. There were so many charts in there, but
it was interesting information.
The
it
number
was.
Of ballots could be also
renewals.
Because he's had renewals,
and
renewals,
and losing.
Bond issues. Some of them we've lost, mm-hmm. and so a lot of districts don't have the bond issues that we have.
Right.
So that makes a big difference.
That could be why. Yeah. I was always thinking operating.
Okay, what else? What do you want me to do about the salary?
Is it possible for you to send these out in a format?
So you can play with the computer.
I have a hard time pulling the numbers off of here. It's a lot easier when it's on the screen.
I can PDF them to you.
All right, so what are we looking to get out of this conversation then, I guess? I mean, do you want from us what you want on the forecast?
Well,
I mean, do you want to know what percentage?
It's one of those times you've got to start saying what you think.
No, I agree.
Because she's got to build it for next week for you to vote on.
Get it built on it so that you can have it for next week.
I agree.
Well, I think we should certainly do the 1% TPP reduction every year.
I agree.
To plan ahead for that.
Let's stop with that bullet point. Is everybody okay putting that on our forecast?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
Okay. I was just going to say, I things went pretty fast there, so I guess when you see the whole package, is where that puts us millage wise.
Well, you don't have to worry about it millage wise right now. This is just our forecast to put out for the state.
I think we should, though, right? Understand where that means millage-wise, right?
Well, you can always do that, and then once we get to the end of the year, you're going to look at that again, where we're going to be millage-wise, but, yeah.
Get it June or whatever it is, you know, mm-hmm. June, and have all the actual numbers in there.
Yeah.
I just would think you'd want to be close.
Yeah.
Right,
because
close
because
as accurate as possible.
It changes dramatically when you go to the levy, somebody's going to say, "Oh, you're screwing around the books now."
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would like to think.
So I think it should be close. Right.
After we vote on this next week, this is going to be where we're going to start having our conversation from. So I agree.
Right.
I would like to have that as really kind of where the board wants to be on that.
Right.
So I think everybody agrees we at least should plan for the TPP rollback. And then really, I guess the only other thing then would be is how much do you want to put in salaries? Well, I shouldn't say that. Is everybody okay with the option four, with planning for having the four people?
Yeah, the staffing plan.
The staffing plan. And with the caveat, and I think you kind of brought this up and it came from the finance committee, was if we don't need those,
right.
then you'd leave that money off to the side.
Right.
We'll plan on them, but if you don't spend it, you don't need them,
right.
don't spend that.
Yeah.
And I think that's an excellent idea.
And you might want to instruct the treasurer to make that statement in her notes. That it actually says that the district is committed to, if these positions are not necessary, mm-hmm. that the money will be saved, mm-hmm. will not
yeah.
be spent.
Right.
I absolutely agree with that. Is everybody okay with?
I mean, going line by line is fine. I'm just saying line by line, I might be okay with it. But to me, it's going to go back to how much over what we need is going to.
Right, but we can't get there until we go along.
I understand,
along.
But I'm just saying, I may say okay, but then when we add it all together,
that's fine.
I may say, you know what, that's...
Jeff, what about if we, when you're done with this, we ask her to plug it all in.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no, we, yeah, we will.
Look at it.
Yeah.
It seems reasonable to do what you're saying.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, we got to, okay. We got to draw the lines before we can, you know, paint the paint on.
Okay.
At least that's how I paint. I don't know how the rest of you do it. And then the last thing would just be how much salary, you know, what's the salary increase that we want to plan on for performance.
I'm comfortable with having the 2% in there as a total amount. No more than that, knowing that, that, you know, if we just put it in as a line item, it gives us flexibility. Part of it's going to be performance, we may, you know, which means most likely wouldn't use that full amount.
I'll just
I think
around.
After going zero for, you know, holding it steady for a couple of years, that I think that's a reasonable amount to put in there.
And that's starting in
14.
We couldn't really get the finance committee to go. Yeah, they liked that split, 1.5 or 2.
Right, 1.5.
They didn't want to get any more.
No,
it didn't
yeah.
seem.
Wow. Right, I mean, yes, yeah, some of them, I'd say. They all felt like the performance part needed to be the bigger part of that percentage.
Sure.
They didn't want to have a big negotiated amount. Some people didn't want to any, but most of them felt like it was, you know, you can't really just totally go from one.
But they also said they wanted it to be comparable. They wanted to make sure that the people got paid fair.
Right. Because, yeah, they value our teachers.
So I agree with the 2%.
I guess what I oppose the least is 1.5%.
What are your thoughts? Oh. Yeah, I'm looking at you. So all of a sudden.
Well, I guess I would be comfortable with up to 2%. Going from whatever, you know, up to the performance pay.
Right.
I would like to really like to see how that's going to look. But I think planning for up to 2%.
I would say the 2% as well, only for the fact that I think it's going to be difficult to put any kind of, you know, if you don't have any money in there for any kind of performance, it's going to do you no good to put a plan in there.
Right. Performance doesn't happen for 2 to 3 years. What happens then?
Well, remember, these are just increases for 14, 15, and 16.
Yeah, right.
So
which
you're flat. You're zero.
Well, I'm just saying, if it doesn't 13. Happen for 2 to 3 years, then what happens?
Well, that's okay. It's a line item in there for it. It's our plan that it's that's where we're going to go. I mean, I don't know how else to.
I mean, in my mind, it doesn't mean that you're going to spend all that money.
I think
you have
good
to budget
fiscal.
It. Because, you know, I mean, I think about all the things coming down the line for our teachers with the core, you know, all of the changes that they're going to be facing in the next couple of years. And, man, if they do a good job, I want to be able to compensate them. Knowing the kind of economy that we're in right now, you can't give them as much as maybe their worth, you know, but just trying to at least have that money out there.
Right.
And be fair.
Yeah. You know, be fair, be reasonable. You know, I mean,
we're
going to be asking a lot.
So I guess what I'm hearing is then budget for 2%
you want to be able to,
in the forecast.
You know, get the high
achievement. And the staffing the way it was in 2004.
Right. Yes. With the 4, but with the caveat if you don't hire
them. Yeah. We know it's not going to be all of them.
No company is.
Yeah, exactly. We all know that.
My company is.
That's because you're the only one there. Everybody's wonderful in this company.
Our people are top notch. We're the top. Well, he's the best and
the
worst in our company.
You're both the top 10% and the bottom.
Exactly.
10%.
Exactly.
Okay.
And everybody in between.
Bill, you think we're being too tight, too stingy?
I thought the committee was right on target with 1.5 to 2.
Okay.
I don't think 1.5 is too stingy either in these times.
Right.
So, yeah.
You getting hot, Pat? What?
I'm starting to glow.
Okay.
I'm starting to glow a little bit.
With those items, staffing, the 2%, and the 1%, with no other levy in there. It's a $10,930,000 deficit.
Okay.
That's where.
10 million what?
5.5 million.
5.5 million. And that's what the
1% taken out for TPP each year.
Right. So that so 5 mil then leaves you with 1.2 million in 2016, correct?
Okay, so
right.
5 mil.
So then if we do a 5 mil levy, it would leave you at 1.4.
I had that wrong.
1.4.
Okay.
Cash on hand.
For your balance?
The balance as of 2016.
I have one quick question. On the 8% that is budgeted every year for
benefits?
Benefits.
Right.
And that's only on the
that's the portion
the medical,
district.
Yeah.
What will happen if the federal health care actually goes into play? I mean,
does that
do you anticipate a difference in that 8%?
No, because that's what if it goes higher than the 8%, that's the employees pick up the remainder of it. So 8% is the most of an increase in the district right now.
But you don't think that will have any other effect on the district's health care benefits?
I don't think so, because we've pretty well got most of the items in there already in ours that are, from my understanding.
How? What about any changes to the STRS? Are any of those going to affect us? Is that all going
to
be employee paid? Okay.
Yeah.
Because at one point
no
they talked about
the
both.
Yeah, no.
Really?
No,
now they're not talking about board items.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
I just want to make sure.
In the contributions.
Before it was.
Changing them on the years.
Yeah, 1.5 each.
Right. That's what I was.
Yeah.
I was,
yeah.
Okay.
Right now there's nothing there.
Okay. So 5 mil is 1.4 million, 5.5 is 2.6. Just so I have my notes right.
5.5 is. 2.6.
I have that one right. Okay.
What's 4.5?
$181,000.
Is that one day?
That's kind of like our forecast.
Is that a
man.
Day?
That's half a day.
Couple hours.
Half
yeah,
a
it's
day.
A couple hours.
Probably.
If the bus is in.
Oh, wait, let's push. Everybody get out and push.
So, exactly. That gives us enough cash for the lunchtime.
That's when you're like, oh, what bill can I not pay today?
Can we get back to the 5 mil and then look at the, I guess that's, you got that in that graph over there, the revenue over under. So we're
so
draining it by what? How much?
Is this is one million, and in 2016 it's 2.7 million.
So you're already 2.7 million in the hole.
Yeah.
But that's due in part to a loss in revenue from.
And yeah, and that's
right?
That's because of the way that the levies run now.
That doesn't take into account the replacements and renewals, or
yeah, this does.
Okay.
Yeah, they're in there.
What if maybe you don't want to do that. I think it'd be interesting to know what would. If the only change that took place in those three things we spelled out was that you did take the 1.5,
mm-hmm.
Does it make much of a difference?
It's not going to make a whole lot of difference, I don't think. We can look at it.
Yeah, it's popped up.
Yeah, we can do that.
That'll reinforce.
Bill and I were talking about one thing here, just so that everybody has an idea. Average teacher cost. I ran the average right now. Our average teacher salary is $57,926.
Say that again.
Shouldn't that go down once we start?
Yeah, but I can't do that until
no, I
we
understand.
Know. So it's $57,926, $57,000, and I averaged out our benefits for everybody in the teaching staff, and it's $22,787. So your benefits, salary and benefits total package. is 80,713. So if we need to cut $1 million in expenditures, that would be 12.39 teachers.
Per $1 million.
Per $1 million.
12.39.
Why would you necessarily choose teachers to?
That's the easiest one to figure.
And administrators would be above and non-administrators would be below.
Below, yeah. So if you're looking at like aides or bus drivers, their salary run around 20, anywhere from 18 to 25, you know, because they're only a part, you know.
Right.
So you just figure that average. That's the only reason. And it's easier, you know, your most of your items are teaching staff. That's the greatest amount of the staff in the district.
I'm sorry, so it was 57,000 and then the total with benefits was how much?
80,713.
And what's because typically I multiply times 20.88% to get the benefits side of it. So what else is in there I'm missing?
Well, you also have to add the insurance in there too.
Oh, the insurance.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
So
it's
With this being the average, would that say then that our retirement buyout didn't work?
No, not at all. Not at all. Because this is for this year only. We can't see what it does for next year. And this is less than it was 2 years ago when we did it.
Not that it didn't work, but it didn't achieve the goal we were trying to achieve.
No, it's achieved what we wanted to do.
And that 57 does not include the pickup. That's on the benefit
right.
side of it.
That's on the benefit side, too.
But that is in that 22,000, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'd be another bridge to cross if they decide to do that, to put that in legislation again this year. I'm curious to see if that happens.
So just going back to that negative cash out there. So that's, at that point, we're basically spending about $2.7 million more than what we're bringing in, which is about, what, 4 mils, 3.9 mils, or am I doing that wrong?
No. Okay. So you're right back to where you were right
now.
Just
to maintain.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just to maintain. And really, a 2% increase over those years is not that much, you know.
Yeah, I think that's pretty typical for districts. I think that amount of, you know, 4 or 5 mils is pretty typical just to stay even, right? If they don't have a lot of growth and everything else.
I guess that's all I was trying to.
One question I have. In these projections, when you're looking at the 2% per year, or up to 2% per year for performance pay or raises or whatever, is this assuming that everybody's salary is going to increase every year by 2%?
Yeah.
No, that's a good question.
Whereas opposed to, it
could
be like bonus.
By what you arrange.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, that could be, you have to do something different to move up the scale instead of just, that's,
so actually then there's, if it's a true performance pay thing,
that
will not be an accurate number.
Right.
Well, the other thing is it assumes everybody gets 2%.
Right.
And
that may not be the case.
That's where you get your leeway for your outstanding people is that some people don't get it.
Right.
Exactly.
So.
Okay.
And that's a big.
So when you put that in, that's like worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Everybody's been against
that. Okay. What did you want to see? You want to see 1.5?
I just wondered what 1.5, what a difference it is.
In the salary.
Because, you know, if you're struggling with that, whether it should be 1.5 or 2, I'm not sure how big a difference it makes in the bottom line. You're trying to get still, if you went back to 2.6 million as your balance, or, well, 5 mil was 1.4 balance. If you wanted 1.4 balance, how many mils would it be at 1.5?
And this may just be, it could be a way, so let's see. You're looking at 1.5.
About a half a mil, maybe?
9.9 million in the red.
10 million.
There.
I think it was 10 million 30. This is 9 million 60.
Mm-hmm.
4 mils doesn't cut it. 4.5 mil levy would be a million.
So it's a half a
million. 1,195,000, so 1,200,000.
So you're almost there.
I'm sorry,
so
what was that?
About
four,
a half a
million.
Four and a half. A little bit less than
4.5 would give you what?
1.19. I say 1.2.
How much are we in the red over there, too?
At 4.
At 2.5.
2.5.
You're up by 200,000.
Yeah.
4.5.
Yeah, it's
five.
Not that much difference.
No.
It's not really.
I mean, it's like it's a million more. It's a million dollar difference.
It's roughly a half a mil.
Half a mil.
Half a mil
difference.
Okay. I have my marching orders.
Okay. Is there any other things you want to talk about on the forecast? Any changes? Anything else you want to see?
I think I'm good for now.
Okay.
Just, I have a question for you. Just a process question for the benefit of Diane and for Cindy. Did you feel like you had enough discussion about this five-year forecast before you're going to have to vote on it next time?
I sure did.
Yes,
yeah.
I think
it was refreshing.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. I agree with that. Yeah. It was refreshing.
And okay. Doug is helpful being laid up, and you could just dig in there and you can find things. Are you sure you're not an accountant?
I can't tell you how many nights I laid here like 3 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't sleep. But
oh, listen, him, you know what? You two.
That's what I should have done last night. I should have got that forecast
that's
out.
Right.
Well, the worst thing is I couldn't do anything. So it's not like I could break open a laptop. I was just laying there and uncomfortable.
That's when an iPad comes in.
Yeah. Trust me, I tried everything.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're done. I have two quick discussion items real quick on my list.
Okay.
First was Race to the Top committee, about putting a board member or two on that committee. I'm okay with it. I was more curious about the feasibility of it. I know there's a bunch of different ones. Is there like a main one? Because I know there's a committee for each four sections.
Maybe that'd be a good question to ask Juliet tomorrow when we meet with her.
Do they have subcommittees or
each section, each of the four sections, I know has their own committee they're working on, but at some point there's got to be a higher level committee.
Yeah, I think there is, but that might be a good question to throw out.
What?
To Juliet tomorrow. Find out what.
Right,
exactly
where are
what
we? Right. What I mean, I assume it's okay for a board member to sit on that committee, is it not?
I know they do them more than I know Mark sure does. And he said he gets a lot of value out of it. His point was, listen, we signed, the board had a sign on to this, so they're mm-hmm. part of it. Eventually, they will have to sign off on whatever evaluation they come out of, so we should be somewhat engaged.
I mentioned it to her that you know, the board would have an interest in that if, you know, whether there was any issue. It didn't appear that there was.
They meet during the day, though, correct?
I think they meet at the end. Well, sometimes they meet during the
today
day.
Today they were here
all
day.
Today they had an all-day meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you might
and
be limited.
Most of the time they
well, that was my other question.
You participate in what you couldn't.
I mean,
right.
I have flexibility usually on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Okay. Well, we'll ask her then. We'll talk about it again next week, kind of see what their schedule is. But is everybody okay? I mean, we're doing that?
Oh,
with
the
board
member?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Okay. All right.
And I have some flexibility in work, too.
Okay.
I can work some nights if I know something's coming up or weekends.
And quite frankly, I suppose it could technically rotate between people.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be the same person, depending on, since mm-hmm. they meet during
Why
the
Why don't you bring up the same thing with about the finance committee?
Well, that was my next point.
About
you?
Right.
Because the finance committee talked about that, too, about having
that was
a teacher, one or two on the committee,
yeah, right.
And they seemed to be receptive to that.
Yep, that was line
Didn't
item number
think?
Two.
I think that's an awesome idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
how do we
it
go about
it? Keeps reminding everybody you're in the same boat all the
time.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I got
know,
no problem with
that.
On the same team.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. However you folks want to pick one or two people be on there.
I guess we have to ask. Know who was interested.
Yeah, you had to ask. You want to ask Juliet to ask, mm-hmm. or you
well,
ask?
Choose someone.
I think we do that same process, very similar process we did
just
before.
Submit some names. Yeah, just throw some names out there, and then
yeah, they have. I see who's interested, and then The only thing I was thinking about how, because the way we did it, Jeff, is we had the finance committee do a first round pick of people,
right.
And we kind of had the final say. And I was thinking maybe it'd be better to do the other way around, to have Sue and I kind of say, hey, you know, we think these would be good members, and then have the finance committee have the final say.
That's fine. I mean, it would be nice to have some folks that have some kind of financial back, if possible.
Right.
I mean, I don't
right.
know. Yeah, your math teachers.
Yeah, well, that's nice people. They lived here in the community too.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I think that would be that would be appropriate.
I think that has.
That would be appropriate to make it a requirement.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely,
needs to be a resident because that was the idea of that committee.
Right.
I mean, is it appropriate for us to ask teachers that we know if they have recommendations, or should we just? I mean, what do you?
You might ask Juliet.
Yeah, I would ask Juliet.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'll just ask you.
You could even do that tomorrow.
She can give you her recommendation.
We'll talk to her tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow.
Or ask her to just send some suggestions.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that was the only two items I had. Did anybody else have anything else they want to bring up at this particular time?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then we are going to go into executive session to discuss personnel. I need a motion to do so, please.
I'll move.
Second.
Move in second. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Devine?
Yes.
Mr. Laster?
Yes.
Mrs. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. We are in executive session at 7:46.